I first offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters.
First, the Jiva Goswami in his thesis Bhakti Sandarbha 202 has stated that uncontaminated devotional service is the objective of pure Vaishnavas, and that one has to execute such service in the association of other devotees by associating with devotees of Lord Krishna. Try being closer. You need a straight line between you and the thing.
Okay.
Go tell him.
Not too close.
Huh? There you go. No, it is okay. Now it's working.
Oh. By associating with devotees of Lord Krishna, one develops a sense of Krishna consciousness and thus becomes inclined toward the loving service of the Lord. This is the process of approaching the Supreme Lord by gradual appreciation and devotional service. If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with devotees of Sri Krishna, for by such association only can a conditioned soul achieve a taste for transcendental love. Maybe that speaker could go more like in the back. Who speaks Russian? Raise your hand. All right, well, guess it's in the right place. If one develops love for Krishna by Krishna conscious activities, one can know the Supreme Absolute Truth. But he who tries to understand God simply by logical arguments will not succeed, nor will he get a taste for unalloyed devotion. Anybody here needs more taste for devotional service? So, you can get the taste of here by Krishna conscious activities, not by logical arguments. The secret is that one must submissively listen to those who know perfectly the science of God, and one must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor. A devotee already attracted by the name, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord may be directed to his specific manner of devotional service. He need not waste time in approaching the Lord through logic. The expert spiritual master knows well how to engage his disciples' energy in the loving, in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus he engages a devotee in a specific devotional service according to his special tendency. A devotee must have only one initiating spiritual master, because in the scriptures acceptance of more than one is always forbidden. There is no limit, however, to the number of instructing spiritual masters one may accept. Generally, a spiritual master constantly instructs a disciple in spiritual science becomes his initiating spiritual master later on. One should always remember that a person who is reluctant to accept a spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back to Godhead. One who is not properly initiated may present himself as a great devotee, but in fact he is sure to encounter many stumbling blocks on his path of progress towards spiritual realization, with the result that he must continue his term of material existence without relief. Such a helpless person is compared to a ship without a rudder, for such a ship can never reach its destination. It is imperative, therefore, that one accept a spiritual master if he at all desires to attain or gain the favor of the Lord. The service of the spiritual master is essential. If there is no chance to serve the spiritual master directly, a devotee should serve him by remembering his instructions. There is no difference between the spiritual master's instructions and the spiritual master himself. In his absence, therefore, his words of direction should be the pride of a disciple. If one thinks that he is above consulting anyone else, including a spiritual master, he is at once an offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Such an offender can never go back to Godhead. It is imperative that a serious person accept a bona fide spiritual master in terms of sastric injunctions. Sri Jiva Goswami advises that one not accept a spiritual master in terms of hereditary or customary social and ecclesiastical conventions. One should simply try to find a genuinely qualified spiritual master for actual advancement in spiritual understanding. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Taita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we were discussing about the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya yesterday, and we did the Anaprasana of the Lord. What was his name? Who wanted that name? Well, Madhajis. What is his other name? Viswambar. Who wanted that name? Huh? The men. And there's a famous pastime. Lord Chaitanya, as a child, the mother brought a plate of sandesh and koi. You know koi? Are you? Bring some koi from the kitchen. Fused rice. Fused. Now you understand, right? That's why I told him to bring it from the kitchen. You heard of popcorn? Everyone heard of popcorn? Okay, there's such a thing as popped rice. But you've probably never seen it. doesn't exist in the West. It's used for puja, and it's a cure for piles, a few other things. So Mother Sachi was giving this fused rice with sandesh and other sweetmeats, and gave to her son, "You sit down and eat sweets." Ato bole gela sachi gihe kama korite lukaya lagila sisu mitti ka kaite. Understand? When she returned to her household duties, the child hid from his mother and began to eat dirt. Deki sachi daya aila kori hai hai mati kari laya kohe mati kene kai. Seeing this, Mother Sachi hastily returned and explained, "What is this? What is this?" She snatched the dirt from the hands of the Lord and inquired why he was eating it. He began to cry, "Why are you angry with me? What is my fault? You gave me dirt to eat, and I'm eating another kind of dirt. Sandesh or earth, it's all nothing but earth in different forms, so I'm eating one type of dirt or another type of dirt. Why are you scolding me?" Here's Quay. Can give it. Everyone can have a sample. You see, I get the silver bowl back. I don't know if it ever gets to the monetary side. Rice, sweetmeats, all other edibles, they're nothing but transformation of dirt. This is dirt, that is dirt. Please consider, what is the difference between them? Just what you expect to hear from your 3-year-old child, right? This body is a transformation of dirt. The edibles are simply transformation of dirt. So please reflect upon this. You're blaming me without consideration. What can I say? Prabhupada explained, this is an explanation of the Mayavad philosophy, which takes everything to be one. The necessities of the body, namely eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, are all unnecessary in spiritual life. When one is elevated to the spiritual platform, there is no more bodily necessities, and in activities pertaining to the bodily necessities, there are no spiritual considerations. In other words, the more we eat, sleep, have sex, and try to defend ourselves, the more we engage in material activities. Unfortunately, Mayavadi philosophers consider devotional activities to be bodily activities. They cannot understand the simple explanation in the Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mancha yo vavicharena bhakti jogena sevate sagunam samatitaitam brahma bhuvaya kalpate. Anyone who engages in spiritual devotional service without motivation rendering such service for the satisfaction of the Lord is elevated immediately to the spiritual platform. and all his activities are spiritual. Brahma Bhuvaya refers to Brahman's spiritual activities. Although Mayavadi philosophers are very eager to merge into the Brahman effulgence, they have no Brahman activities. To a certain extent, they recommend Brahman activities, which for them means engagement in studying the Vedanta and Sankhya philosophies, but their interpretations are but dry speculation. Lacking the varieties of spiritual activity, they cannot stay for long on that platform of simply studying Vedanta or Sankhya philosophy. So life is meant for varieties of enjoyment. The living entity is by nature full of an enjoying spirit. Can anybody testify to that? As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 9.2, all devotional activities are easy to perform, susukam kortam abhyayam, and are eternal and spiritual. Since Mayavadi philosophers cannot understand this, they take it for granted that a devotee's activities, slavanam kirtanam vishno smaranam padasevanam, etc., are all material and are therefore maya. Shravanam kirtan is hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, and so on. They also consider Krishna's advent in this universe and his activities to be maya. Therefore, because they consider everything maya, they are known as mayavadis. Actually, any activity performed favorably for the satisfaction of the Lord under the direction of the spiritual master are spiritual. But for a person to disregard the order of the spiritual master and act by concoction, accepting his nonsensical activities to be spiritual, is maya. One must achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one must first please the spiritual master, and if he is pleased, then we should understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also pleased. But if the spiritual master is displeased by our actions, they are not spiritual. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms this. Tasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadam nagati katoti. Activities that please the spiritual master must be considered spiritual, and they should be accepted as satisfying for the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya, he advised, that the Mayavadi philosopher loses the opportunity of devotional service, and therefore his life is doomed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoyo Sarvanash, C.C. Madhya 6.169. If one accepts the Mayavada philosophy, his advancement is doomed forever. So astonished that the child was speaking Mayavad philosophy, Mother Sachi replied, "Who has taught you this philosophical speculation that justifies eating dirt?" Matrivikada anna khaile deho pushti hoy, mati khaile roga hoy deho jai koi. Replying to the Mayavad idea of the child philosopher, Mother Sachi said, "If we eat dirt that's transformed into rice or grain, our body is nourished, but it becomes strong. But if we eat dirt in a crude state, the body becomes diseased instead of nourished, and then the body is destroyed." Matira vikara gote pani bhori ani mati pisu dhori jove. Sochi Jai Pani. In a water pot, which is a transformation of dirt, I can bring water very easily. But if I pour water on a lump of dirt, the lump would soak up the water and my labor would be useless. Sachi Mata ki! Sachi Mata smashed the Mayavadis. All glories to Sachi Mata, who has defeated Mayavad philosophy ki. Then again, Lord Chaitanya, Ata lukaite prabhu bolila tahare age kene iha mata nasikale more. Maharaji, why didn't you tell me this before? How am I supposed to know these things if you don't tell me? Now I can understand this philosophy. No more will I eat dirt. Whenever I'm hungry, I will suck your breast and drink your breast milk. So Lord Chaitanya, he's playing like a little child. He's in the form of a little child. But actually, he's in the total no. But he's just playing games with his parents. That's how the Lord's pastimes go. He enjoys having these pastimes with his devotees. The devotees don't know. He's the Lord. So sometimes he's acting like an ordinary child, and then he does something. No ordinary child can speak all this philosophy at such a young age. But then he covers it by crying, and mommy, give me some milk, this, that. So he's acting very much like a little child, but then he's saying something that normally no little child will say. So this way he covers himself. He crawled on the lap of his mother, just like 2 years, two, 3 years, just a little toddler. I don't know how old he is exactly. He just says toddling, still drinking his mother's milk. Maybe a year and a half, 2 years. So he would reveal a little opulence, then he'd hide himself. Reveal a little opulence, hide himself. There's a famous story of the Brahmana mendicant who came visiting the house of Jagannath Mishra. He was traveling all over India with his Gopal deity. And when he came, Jagannath Mishra was so happy to receive him, bathe his feet, oh, you're a devotee. They were hearing from him about Krishna. They said, please, you stay at our house tonight. What can we get you to eat? So, no, I only eat what I offer to my deity. My deity doesn't eat, I don't eat. All right, well, we will help you. We will cut all the vegetables and wash everything so you won't have to do anything but just cook a little bit. He cooked also for his deity. So, no, there's no problem. I'm used to fasting. I wander in the forest. Just give me some fruits and roots and I'll be all right. No, when you're our guest, you're our honored guest, you're such a great devotee, how can we have an honored guest take fruits and roots? How many have been on a fruit and root fast? This year for Bhishma Panchaka, we did fruit and root fasting after the 5 days you had enough roots. But he was accustomed, so he's used to it, so he said, no, it's okay, I'm all quite all right, give me some fruits and roots. No, you must take a full meal. So then they insisted, so then he cooked, and they were all eagerly washing the rice and cutting the vegetables and everything, giving to him, and he cooked and made a nice plate, nice offering, placed before his Gopal deity. They're all there waiting for the Brahmana to finish his offering. Then he went into meditation, doing pranayama. Meditating. Avayami Gopala. Come here, Gopal, and accept this offering. Hey, Gopal, 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 come here and accept this offering. Meanwhile, little Nimai, he came up, started eating the offering. The Brahmana opened his eyes. Oh no! This boy ruined the offering! What? Jagannath Mishra jumped up. Nimai! And he went running after Nimai. Nimai went running under the table, running around, he's running after. Nimai, how dare you ruin this Brahmin's offering? I didn't do anything, he called me. Father is running, then the Brahmana grabbed him. No, he's a little boy, what does he know? He doesn't know anything right and wrong. Please, I can take it if you harm this little boy, he's so beautiful. It's alright, I told you I'm used to fruits and roots. Let me eat the fruits and roots. No, but you are you are honored guest. How can we have you stay in our house and not eat? We will not be able to eat at all unless we see you eat. Please, try one more time. This cook will quickly help you wash everything. It'll just take a few minutes. You can offer again to your deity. No, please, you are a guest, we want to serve you. In India, the custom is Atithi Narayana, to serve the guest as if he were Narayan. Sometimes the Lord has come in disguise as an unexpected guest, just to test the hospitality of the host. True story. Anybody wants, they can sit up here on this grass mat. You can move out, it's getting crowded. You can move out. Move out. So anyway, he was convinced by them and he began to cook again, and they prepared everything, helped him. Then this time it was almost sunset, maybe like this time. This time they had put the Nimai off to another place. The Brahmin again put out the plate and he was calling. Avayami Gopala. Please come here, Gopala, and accept this offering. Hey, Gopala, hey, Gopala.
Hey, Gopala.
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 Well, Gopala in his demonic form, he came running out. Immediately started eating the offering. The Brahmana opened an eye, thinking, well, who is this ordinary child? Again, he's eating the offering. Oh, no! This time, Jagannath Mishra was so angry, he picked up a stick. Nimai, now you're going to get it. How dare you eat this Brahmana's offering? He said, why everybody blame me? He calls me every time. And Nimai is running. And this time Jagannath Mishra is running after the Brahmana became really upset. Grab, practically tackled Jagannath Mishra. No, no! I can't take it to see you beat this boy. Please, no, don't hit him with a stick. He's innocent. Literally, no. Anyway. So, I should see how this Brahmana hears so much. And how many people they make a vow, okay, I only eat after my deity eats, and every time the offering, all right, well, just today we'll skip it, right? No. He was very strict to his vow. He was very determined. He had the vow he won't eat before he offers to his deity. And that was his very strict vow. See, the whole day he's fasting, he hadn't eaten. Couldn't offer anything to the devi. So finally he just begged Jagannath Mishra not to do anything to the boy. Then he declared absolutely fruits and roots. Twice we tried, it didn't work. Fruits and roots, that's all. Jagannath Mishra was so disgusted, he was feeling himself lower than the straw in the street. Really low. Because he couldn't feed his guests. He's sitting with his hand on his head. Mother Satsi, everyone totally depressed. They just want to serve their guests. And they couldn't serve him. He won't eat. You can see how these pastimes are so much dependent upon Vedic and Vaishnav culture. This is how Prodamaya is working. Mother Sachi, Jagannath Mishra, they just see their householders, demise their son. They don't know they're the mother and father of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's doing all these things. They just see that they're kept in that spiritual illusion by yoga maya, by the spiritual illusory energy. And this mendicant, he also doesn't know who's who. He's just seeing everything as it appears. You know, we're on a candid camera. We're seeing everything, you know, as it's happening, and we know who's who, but nobody else knows. That just makes it so interesting. But everyone was very depressed because they wanted to offer their guest a nice meal and they couldn't. Then the son, the older brother of Nimai, Viswarupa, the other son of Jagannath Misra, he came home from the class of Advaita Acharya. And when he came home, then he immediately, you know, he maybe was like 12 or something, 11, 12. He kind of, maybe 9, 12, something, like, I don't know exactly, young. He sussed up the whole situation. He saw his mother and father, you know, completely frustrated. Everybody's down. Saw the mendicant, you know. Fruits and roots, fruits and roots, fruits and roots. So, but when the mendicant saw Viswarupa, he was amazed. So who is the fortunate parent of this wonderful youth? I've never seen someone with such wonderful features. Now, Viswarupa is actually avatar of Sankarsana. He's all attractive also. And so he approached the mendicant and he just sweet-talked him with out-of-the-world words. We are so honored that you have come to our house. You are a very austere and renounced mendicant. You wander through the forest and the byways. You are blessed, you see. We are very conditioned householders, very attached to Grihi Dharma, the household Dharma. You are very detached and renounced. You are used to fasting and doing tremendous tapasya. We are all very attached to this household Dharma. So you see my mother and father, because they are very attached to serving their guests, because you know, they are very distinguished guests, because they are not able to serve you with rice and a nice meal, they are suffering very much. But you are very renounced, so for you even fasting a little more and cooking one more time, it will not be a difficult thing. Because you are very renounced, and this way you will make all of us very, very happy. She was speaking so charmingly, the youth, Viswarupa, that the mendicant just got charmed and said, all right. Hare! Hare! Everybody, go for it, back in the kitchen. And they were so fired up. Again, washing the rice and cutting the sabdi for the third time, you know. Now, mind you, none of everybody else had eaten either the whole day, because if a guest doesn't eat, they won't eat. But that's not why they're feeling sad. They really want to serve the guest, you know. And they said, get Nimai, get, we want him locked in the room, you know. So we'll keep the boy locked in the room, He won't have any access. He'll be completely out. Some ladies took him to the next house. Why do we keep eating the Brahman as food? You're a Brahmin boy, don't you know better? Who said I'm a Brahmin boy? I'm a cowherd boy. Cowherd boys are always eating other people's food. What do you say, you little rascal? So, then finally, everybody went to sleep. And they said, okay, you cook, you offer, we're all asleep, nobody be here to disturb you. It was midnight. Brought the plate out before his Gopal deity. Customary to pranayama, met it before he offered. Avarami Gopala. 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 So being called by Chaitanya immediately, he appeared again and he began eating the offering. And the priest, that mendicant, he couldn't believe it. Oh no! Not again! Oh no! No! Then the man said, look at, why do you keep saying no, no, no? You keep calling me and I'm coming and taking your offering. Then he transformed himself into Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki! Turned himself into Gopal and he's eating. And then the mendicant realized that this actually is my Lord. He's personally come and accepted my offering. Right, that's the perfection for any pujari, right? The Lord personally comes and takes the offering. Thanks to cook, they're very nice. What more could you want? And then, so Gopal told him, yes, I come here and have a deep in this disguise to have my pastimes, and you have come to my house here. When I was in Krishna Lila, you came. When I was in Ram Lila, you came. Every time I have my avatar, you come and you try to offer, and I come and eat your offering. Did I go through that in me? Actually, very interesting how every one of you has got a personal relationship with Krishna. Simply it has to be revealed to you by developing your Krishna consciousness, and by mercy of Guru and Prabhupada, then everything will be revealed. Everyone has got a personal relationship with Krishna. This particular Brahman's relationship was this offering. But there's a special thing, because once he offers like that, then he's in the know. He knows this is the Lord. He gets to see the whole pastime knowing the real cast in the drama, which is an interesting perspective when things happen. The Lord Chaitanya said that, I revealed to you who I am, but you don't tell anybody about this pastime until after I leave the planet. Because I don't want you to disturb my pastime, I don't want anyone else should know who I am. Otherwise, you may have to leave early. He took his phone as nearby, and he went back to his room and went to sleep. And the brahmana, he was so ecstatic. The Lord had come and taken an offering. There was the pile of rice and everything there where the Lord had taken, and he was taking it, and he just shouted, Harira! Harira! He's rubbing it on his arms, on his head. The Lord took my offering personally. Harira! And then Jagannath Mr. Masachi Mata, they ran out. What's he screaming about? And there they see guys covered with rice all over. And they're looking at him, you know, everything all right? What can he say? Yes, everything is okay. We're very happy to see you eating. So, when they took their rest, happy that their guests had taken prasad. I thought, well, he really must have been hungry to put all the rice. Sachinata Jagannath Mishra, till I went back to Golok Vrindavan, we never knew what happened.